Pashat Ashrat Arad, he can say it. So some suggest that what he means when he said he shouldn't be Makati, also be done. So what would Ashrat be? I didn't bother writing it down. You know what it would be? What would it be, no?
12.
Right, exactly. It would be 12. 3, 3, 3. So then it would be the same as the Ramban, in effect.
It
would be the same as the Ramban. So what this Yesh Mefarshim really is no different than the Ramban. Well, okay, no different than the Ramban. We'll see later, maybe there is a somewhat of a difference. But on paper, this Yesh Mefarshim is exactly the same as the Ramban. I almost didn't put it in for that reason, but I put it in for there is a specific reason I did put it in for. Very important reason, which was 12. 3, 3, 3. So it would be the same as the Ramban, in effect.
It
would be the same as the Ramban. So what this Yesh Mefarshim really is no different than the Ramban. Well, okay, no different than the Ramban. We'll see later, maybe there is a somewhat of a difference. But on paper, this Yesh Mefarshim is exactly the same as the Ramban. I almost didn't put it in for that reason, but I put it in for there is a specific reason I did put it in for. Very important reason, which we'll get to. Very important reason. Okay, everybody ready? We're ready for the first time of the year. Almost ready, yes? According to the Hagos Hashik, the Shvarim be as long as what? They can be up one shy of the tkiyah. So the tkiyah is 9, it could be 8. I lost you. If the tkiyah is 9, then the shvarim could be 8. If the tkiyah is 6, it could be 5. If it's 15, which may be according to this trap, 3. Or 12, as I said, 12 rather, it could be 11. According to the question, the Tashrat, the Tzkiyah can be 11, right? Because the Shnor is 12, as the Ramban said. Yes? I don't know. Some say no. Some say you would not be Yotze. You know why? It's not like you don't sigh that short. A sighing sound. A crying sigh. I don't mean Utu. These are something straight. Great mold, groan. Let's try to be as dispassionate as possible. Right? So, I'm not changing the tone of my voice, but it takes a while to groan. Don't groan. There's different ways of groaning, what can I say? Experiment. And see how you moan and groan. Alright. We're ready to open the Shulchan Aruch, I will say. First time of the year. Shulchan Aruch. Those who have the packets, it's there. They have the Mishnah Berurah, right? If I'm not mistaken. Oh, sure. Oh, the big Shulchan Aruch? You have a chance to look. We're not finished yet today. Let's go about tomorrow we're going to finish. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi, the famous Simon about the skiers. He will start Siv Gimel. Yesh Omrim. Shashir Tkiyah. Everyone has Siv Gimel? Everyone has it? You see it in your packet? You will have it? Yesh Omrim. Shashir Tkiyah Ketrua. Shashir Trua Kishloshi Avavis. Dainu Gimel Kofos Bi'alma Kolshu. And Manikwa Trumitim. It's Rashi Shishu. Uzizet Tzorech Lizoyer Shadol Yarek Beshever Kishloshi Trumitim. That's Tosus according to Rashi. Anything is unclear, let me know now. But everything should be crystal clear. After we spent so much time explaining the Rishon, it should be crystal clear. Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, De'en Loko Shemherim B'Shvarim Tzatz, Uvelvash Lo Yarab Yosef Midai. Who's this? Says the parentheses. Okay, no, there's the parentheses. Mordechai Bad Gos Ashri. Perek Yomto. That's our Perek Yomto Shoshan. I happen to think personally that there's no reason why it should require more than 15. There's no one under the sun who actually says he actually requires 18. The Magen Mishnah quote said it's wrong. Remember that? That it's wrong. Who said 18? I want to know who said 18. So the conventional wisdom is that according to Tosfos it's 18. But I don't see it in the words of Tosfos. I read Tosfos to mean 15. Elamai. Elamai, there are those who say Hashem has to be three. No question about it. The Ravid said it. The Rambam said it. No question. The Ramban said it. But none of those requires a key of 18. Why not? According to Rambam, because he is down to half, to the 4.5 or 9. According to Rambam, the key is a constant. And according to Ramban, the key is 12. So for three different reasons, you don't need 18.
But is that the point? What does it say? Use 18, 6 with 18, even when you would have shared it
down the stairs. I'm saying there's no one who holds in real life you have to have 18. That's all I'm trying to say. My mission is it's wrong. And those who say a toast said it, I don't see it a toast. It's a combination of kumra. You combine a number of kumras together. That the Sheva is three. But why should we do it? Why should we combine it? Because the Rajab and the Rambam and the Rajab and the Ramban. Ramban, the Rajab and the Ramban have different opinions if they say Sheva is three because they derive a Mikra from the Gemara. They say that goes Ashri. That goes Ashri derives the three not from the text, but from the Svara has to be long for the other version. Then I can hear it better. Then maybe go R18. But not the first. See, Tosis never said that there's a sort of ties inside. Ein Ashvara Mishtana. The Adafrayim. Is what they hand there? There's no indication anywhere in Tosis that they changed another, the direction of a Sheva. Nowhere. So, and since they said it had to be only two for the Rashi, so where do they come up with should be three?
So before you go to the last one, before you go to the last one, why do you make it go 17 because you have 18?
I don't know. I would have said it's 15.
But what's using 18 now? The second part makes you sticking with 18.
Yeah, but he himself at the end backs out because it's 6 is enough. Kitzer, that's a problem which we haven't fully resolved. Good. Rabosai, you have everything clear? Clear as day? Yes. Oh, we spoke about that yesterday. The Mishnah Berurah, I didn't like the whole Mishnah Berurah to begin with. Forget about the 17 and the 15. I thought once you get past 8, it's already... We have no mucker to be matter to call that God. Not because it's a tzkiyah. We wanted a pass, not because it's a tzkiyah, but rather what? It's just not a shvara. It's neither nor. Like we suggested, we call the son that goes ashi. Maybe two is possible al tashem, not because it's a true. It's just nothing. It's too short. So then we can say that 15 is 14 is too long. Even if it's not a tzkiyah. That's what I wanted to claim against that goes ashi. Can't prove it. What's just my feeling. Oh. Everyone with me? I think we did a good job, Baruch Hashem, Saturday Shema. It took us 3 hours, but we figured it out. Everyone, you got it? You have to review it many times. I'm going to review the sheets, review the Bible Thomas. Some of you probably didn't see it even. Okay? I think we have it pretty clear. I'm now ready to begin with some measure of trepidation. The next topic, which is in a sense even more difficult. How can it be more difficult than this? Some of the things going on over here. Well, in some ways, it's more tricky. Yes?
Just getting back to you talking about the Shever. So, according to the Chagor, according to the Mishnah Berurah, none of them discuss about having the amount of two or the amount of one, the amount of. Just says it shouldn't do. Some of those actual Yarek, Mishnah, Mishnah, Shemitah.
Right.
They don't really discuss that point, do they?
But the Shever has to be three or not?
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah, presumably, he has to steer Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does discuss it. That's the last line of Shem Kavim. Yud Gimel, that's the last line. I've brought him to say it should be three, and if it's the average, it's enough to have two. That's 9 and 6, respectively, divided by 3.
One
is a two. How is the above? Okay, Rabbos, we now begin the topic of Shvarim Truah. This is a tough topic. Shvarim Truah. How do you blow the Shvarim Truah?